Okay, Ollie, was that a case of perhaps giving yourselves too much to do in the end?
Yeah, I think so. I think you summed it up quite well. Although saying that, we still very possibly and probably should have got an equaliser, you know, but had you been 1-0 down and you got the one back, well, then you were going for a winner, you know. But we didn't start, we didn't really play until about the 68th minute. From there to the end, we're very good. At that stage, we could have been 3-0. You know, Jer kept us in it, as in he kept it to 2. But there was a few decisions, albeit by this linesman on this side of the pitch. Very, very touch and go decisions. Certainly Promise's header, we felt he was offside. Penalty, again by the linesman. Referee didn't call it. The linesman here gave it. And he also, we feel, missed a huge call for a ball, be it a penalty or over the line. Probably both in the last minute of the game. Yeah. And he didn't give it either. He was right in line with it.
Yeah.
So I'm not saying he's got it all wrong. I'm not saying that. But you need those decisions to go your way. They had gone away in recent weeks, but they didn't tonight.
Yeah. That last chance that you referred to was that Siddiqui header. That would have been a dramatic way to steal a point.
Yeah, well, we've looked at the video, and I don't know how Dawson Devoy has got his head around it if he didn't use his hand. But by God, he's certainly as flexible if he didn't use his hand. And look, there was a question of whether it was over the line as well. However, we could have been 3 down, Jeremy, with only third Gerard Doherty. And at times when Bows are good, they're very, very good, as you saw.
Yeah, you face Dundalk now at the end of this week, Ollie. Again, this relentless run of games. And worryingly tonight, injuries for Will Seymour and Johnny Dunleavy had to come off as well.
Yeah, the two injuries that probably will take its time to heal. Please God, the two of them will be okay, but it'll be further down the line. We've been lucky enough with suspensions and injuries that they tended to happen one a week or two a week, and you were able to patch it up. Well, tonight, unfortunately, we lost two. There were centre midfielders there tonight. Mm-hmm. We lost both of them in the first half with nasty injuries is probably the best way to describe them.
Okay, well, it'll be another big game on Friday night. You'll probably take the opportunity on Tuesday night to go watch Dundalk and Sligo, I'm sure.
Yeah, Dundalk and Sligo tomorrow night. Yeah, we, you know, Paul watched them in Longford on Saturday as well. Look, on paper, Dundalk have a fabulous side. We just hope that they don't transfer that into the pitch, to put it that way, because if they do, they're a serious side. And, you know, we need to recover from tonight. We'll take a cut off at Jarmouth. We need to try and, you know, get re-energised. And we struggled the last game of a three-match week over the years. Got hammered here by Pats the Friday after a three-game week. And we got hammered in Bohemians and Daly Mount after a three-game week. And we just need to make sure that we have energy and bite about us on Friday, or else the same would happen then.